Jay. Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to the first Miss America pageant contestant to have ever served in a combat zone.
Yay.
I have a little girl crush on Jill Stevens. I'm just admitting it right now.
It makes me want to salute.
Well, you can.
Okay, I will.
She's a sergeant, so that'll happen. That's coming up very shortly. But first, we want to get to the most emailed, most blogged, and most commented, and most popular stories on the web. We call the segment The Most. All right, it says I'm going first, but I'm going to pass off to Dan.
Hey, guys, how are you?
First.
How are you, Dan?
I'm all right, thank you. I most emailed here from the New York Times sports section. It's an interesting sort of human interest look at Eli Manning, the quarterback.
Oh, about the New York Giants, Dan,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I know, it's really
How did
weird.
You find it most about the New York Giants?
It's really strange.
I stumbled upon it, yeah. Well, Allie, my beat for a while was food, then I went to alcohol, now I'm on football.
That's
After
right.
Super Bowl, I'll go back to food.
Okay.
There's a certain connection between the three of those.
Yeah, clearly. Anyway, interesting article about Eli Manning. He's the quarterback of the Giants, and as a lot of folks know, his father, Archie Manning, was a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. His older brother, Peyton, is a great quarterback. So always been a lot of pressure on Eli to succeed since he was drafted number one. And for a while, he had been on shaky ground under a lot of criticism, and he's really come into his own, helping to lead the Giants to the Super Bowl this year. And it's an interesting article about the fact that Eli's the youngest of the three boys, and that his father and his two older brothers around the dinner table were really, they were the vociferous ones. They're the ones who had a lot to say. And Eli and his mom were kind of the ones who took a back seat. And it wasn't until his older brothers left home, and Archie was traveling a lot, and Eli and his mom really bonded. They went out to dinner once a week, just the two of them. And
did they have teas?
Perhaps. They were in New Orleans, so a lot of Cajun food, according to the article. But Archie says, referring to his wife and his son, Eli, quote, they have that special bond that you see between mamas and their baby boys. But the key here is that while Olivia Manning, Eli's mother, was always the quiet one, they all say, behind the scenes, she ran the household.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right. And so we're thinking Eli might be, in many ways, the same. A little quiet, unassuming, but actually very much in charge.
Absolutely. And if the Giants get the win, we know who to blame. That's right.
And another quick most here, we'll say it's from Newsday.com. It is most emailed there. It's most emailed all over the place. And that is that the New York Mets are on the verge of acquiring Johan Santana, mm-hmm. a pitcher from the Minnesota Twins, who is pretty much hands down the best pitcher in baseball right now. It's a massive trade. Basically, the guy had one more year on his contract. The Twins weren't going to be able to afford to re-sign him. So they thought, trade him while we can still get something for him. Otherwise, he leaves next year, we get nothing. And so the trade is still contingent upon the Mets negotiating a deal with Santana that will probably run somewhere around in the neighborhood of $120 million.
What?
Mind-boggling. All right, producer Caitlin Kenny.
Okay,
to the mic.
I've got the most read story from the San Francisco Chronicle, but the story actually happened just outside Pittsburgh.
Those are my people, by the way, I gotta say.
So you should be proud of this
headline. Oh, I'm real super proud of this one.
Boy put in dog cage after spiking drinks.
What are you talking? That's just common practice. I've been
Apparently.
Put in dog cage.
Spiking
like-
drinks or being put in dog cages?
Both. 50 times I've done this. Anyway, whatever. Tell your story.
Okay. A woman in southwestern Pennsylvania locked her 10-year-old grandson in a dog crate for about 90 minutes. Minutes because he told his family he had been spiking their drinks with lamp oil and household cleaner. Not so tasty. The woman said if people from the Washington County Mental Health Department didn't come get him, that she'd bury him alive in the backyard.
He told them, though?
Yeah. Well, apparently he was upset because he didn't get to go on a trip last year, so maybe he thought if he confessed his wrongdoing, they would change their mind.
Yeah. If you lived in Pittsburgh, you could understand why a trip out of town might be something you'd really...
Does it say how long it took them to figure out that they were drinking
they
cleaning products?
They said that he'd been doing it for a while, and family members became sick, but no one was hospitalized. Huh. So, that's sort of a thing. But the violence continued in the family. The boy's 24-year-old brother actually punched his younger brother, and when asked why he would punch a 10-year-old, he said, it's better than what I wanted to do to him. So apparently it's pretty rough.
I don't want to go to
Pittsburgh.
People's homes.
Yeah, sounds like they're all fired up on Windex and
thank you, by the way, I have to take back my...
You can't. It's too late.
I have to take back. It's a fine town. This is not representative of Pittsburgh, right. I promise you. All right, what do we got here? There's one
Trisha
left
McKinney.
Hello.
Our editor.
Hello,
from the
I'm
control
in here.
Room.
All right. Behind the glass wall.
Rock it.
Okay, so I got on the Googler again this morning, and, you know, I got to stop doing that because it's just eating up my day. So the number one on Google Trends when I first checked it was Vincent Massif, which is actually the name of the highest mountain in Antarctica. And the reason people were probably searching for that is a 71-year-old Japanese man has become the oldest person to scale all seven, they call them the seven summits. So you have to climb the highest mountain on each of the continents. And so he climbed Mount Vinson Massif, and he now is the oldest Japanese person to do the seven summits. Okay, so then I was checking it again this morning, and who's on number one Google Trends now? Her name is...
Paris Hilton.
No. Her name is Inez Gomez-Mont, and she is a TV Azteca reporter. That's a Mexican television station, and she went to Super Bowl Media Day
wearing
a wedding gown, and she spoke to Tom Brady. Let's hear what she said.
So the woman in the wedding dress.
I'm in love with you.
Are you really?
Can you marry me, please?
Wow.
Marry me,
I've never
please.
Had a proposal. What's your name first?
Inez.
A beautiful name, Inez.
Azteca. Marry me. What? I'm the real Miss Brady.
The real Mrs. Brady.
Wow. I got a few Miss Bradys in my life.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my.
Anyway, he very nicely declined her proposal. Apparently, she also asked Eli Manning to marry her.
She's just shameless.
She just wants her odds to be good. That's all.
That Inez.
All right, Trisha McKinney, thanks so much. I'm going to save mine till tomorrow, I think. I'll tell you the headline. Air purifiers draw scrutiny. Most emailed at the Wall Street Journal. You can look it up.
Yeah. Breathe,
headline kind of says the same. Yeah. Basically says what the story's about. All right. We're done. Oh, Dan, Caitlin, Trisha, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
If you want to link through to any of these stories, go to our website, npr.org/Brian Park.